Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back. It's quarter number three in the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Dustin, we talked earlier about that great two-for-one deal for Ball State. Not only that, but Mark is also offering up a free RV raffle, and that's to our listeners of the Keystone Kickoff Show. If you have our app, Keystone Sports, if you don't, download it. There's a button on there where you can put in your entry for the free RV for the Ball State game. And if you want any more information about going out to the RV site, gopsurv.com. You could also call Mark at 800-519-8467. Dustin, the first couple quarters we were talking recruiting. It's quarter number three, so guess what we're going to talk about this quarter?
How about some recruiting, Jim?
You guessed it. Let's do it. Earlier we talked about Nicholas Singleton with some of those predictions for Notre Dame. They did host another running back, Omarion Hampton from North Carolina. Just a word of warning there. He does have a couple crystal ball predictions, and they are for him going to North Carolina. So whether they get Singleton or not, they are still going to need a running back or two.
Yeah, and I think in a perfect world, they're going to get two of them, but they're in a pretty heated competition with each of the targets who are on their board at that position, including Hampton, who, yeah, they're operating, they're in a trail position with him in North Carolina. Anything can happen, as we've seen in the opposite direction. Now, Penn State's got their hands full to try to pry him away, and there's other schools that are in the mix, too. You know, North Carolina's the leader. They've done some really good stuff over the past couple years under Mac Brown, but you've got Auburn, Florida, Ohio State also in the mix here. So this is not an easy recruitment by any means. Penn State would love to land him. I think the odds say that they're probably not going to land him, though, which is going to shift their focus. And it just kind of comes down to there's at least three big names on Penn State's running back board, assuming Nicholas Singleton is off to Notre Dame, which we'll see how safe that assumption is. So, but you know, I don't know which direction it's going to go. They're going to have to fight hard for those three guys. If they don't get two out of those three, then you're going to see some other names, I think, enter the mix. Some names that aren't on the radar just yet.
You got to feel that Penn State is an attractive school for running backs, though, with the recent history. Saquon, Miles Sanders, Journey Brown. They're creating a bit of running back U. So you got to think that one or two running backs would want to come to Penn State. Let's move on to a couple other names. And we talked about places where Penn State had been the leader and players now looking elsewhere. Let's go the opposite way. And I hope I pronounced this name right. Tyrese Fearbry?
That's what I have too. And we'll see. I mean, we've all been wrong in the past, haven't we?
And will continue to be in the future. But he was, it seemed like all indicators were that he was going to Pitt. And now he visited Penn State. He's a four-star defensive end. And now after a visit to Penn State, he's calling Penn State his favorite.
And this is a good spot for Penn State to be in. Just like you know, Notre Dame emerged as Nicholas Singleton's favorite after that visit, Penn State's in that position now with Fearbry. Not the biggest name, but you're talking about a Pittsburgh kid, a legitimate four-star, I think, has visited, as you mentioned, Pittsburgh. He has also visited Kentucky. He's got Auburn, I believe, one more visit to go. He's planning to announce on July 4th, but as of coming out of this weekend, he has called Penn State his leading school. And that's a good spot to be in at the stage that his recruitment is in. So this is an interesting player, and I think Penn State's class right now still skews very heavily towards the offensive side of the ball. And I think anytime you can find yourself in a good, solid position with a talented defensive player, this is where Penn State would like to be. And Fearbry is an interesting player. 6'5", 210. I made a note here. I feel like he's at least about 25 pounds away from being a productive player in the Big Ten. I see explosive get off. I see really fast twitch kind of action off the edge, can bend that edge very, very well. Good core set of strengths for him that, you know, you get him up into the 240 range, he could be a really good player. I like Penn State's position here just because of where he's at in his visit process. Survive Auburn and then maybe get some good news here on July 4th.
If the biggest hit you have against a player is that he's 210, but he's also 6'5", and coming to Penn State with Dwight Gall, I don't think those 25 pounds are going to be much of an issue.
It's like some of these players, it feels like 2 weeks. 2 weeks, they're up. They got it. They're good. His frame lends itself to that. He's just a skinny kid right now, and there's no problem with that. That 6'5" is an impressive number in itself.
It is. I don't think putting on weight, and I do have a bit of a bias towards Pennsylvania kids. I think it's not only about getting that player, but it's about creating a bit of a pipeline to that region. So he's the Pittsburgh area. I don't think that hurts. Speaking of trying to create a pipeline, Penn State is trying to do a better job recruiting in Philadelphia. And there's another player, Keon Wiley is his name. He's a three-star linebacker from Imhotep in Philadelphia. And it looks like the crystal balls are coming in for Penn State for him.
Yeah, interesting player from Philadelphia. You see a lot of his film from this past season working as a defensive end. And he's a good-looking player from that film, but I think there's some projection that's required to forecast him as a down-to-down linebacker. Penn State sees that. The frame suggests it. You know, 6'3", 220, I think he's built for that spot almost immediately upon arrival. When he diagnoses and when he tries to close on a ball carrier, super quick as far as that goes. And that's going to serve him really well in a traditional linebacker role. Now, he and some others, you know, I think some of the heat coming out of these past couple weeks of recruiting is that Deion Barnes seems to be a really pivotal figure, not just in Philadelphia because he was an assistant at Northeast High. He's on Penn State staff now. He's obviously a Penn State product. He's got Philadelphia roots. But I think just outside of Philly, too, I think with defensive ends, there seems to be a nice connection with Deion Barnes. So I would watch him kind of moving forward as an ace recruiter, especially in the eastern part of the state. And I think he's been instrumental when it comes to Keon Wiley. I mentioned it in the notes. Sean Fitz from Alliance 247 put in a crystal ball for them. And I think Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated put in a forecast on rivals for Keon Wiley. So this looks like a pretty strong connection for Penn State to get Wiley. Once again, a defensive player is important. I think getting a first linebacker in this class is important. They like him. You know, I wouldn't be too worried about the three-star. I think that just kind of comes from him not playing at what his future home is at linebacker.
That is definitely, I believe, part of this case here, Dustin. And again, I'll show a little bit of my bias, not only for in-state guys, but for Philadelphia guys. I lived for a lot of years in the Philadelphia area, and my typical thinking, and you hear it more with basketball, you know, the tough Philly point guards and just the tough Philadelphia players, but I think there's a bit of that with football players too. So I like when they get players out of the Philadelphia area. Let's go to one more guy, Dustin, and that's Andre Roy, who's out of Baltimore. He's an offensive lineman, and he's a three-star tackle at 6'6", 305 pounds. Pretty decent size there. We're competing as a Penn State fan, competition with Maryland, Rutgers, and NC State. What do you see with Andre Roy?
Well, I think he's one to watch, and it's similar to Malik McNeil, who's already in the class. I think Penn State is just fine taking these long, big-framed athletic kids and allowing Phil Troutwine to go to work with them. You know, Malik McNeil isn't highly, highly regarded either, but he moves extremely well. And he's listed, I think, at 6'7" and 285 pounds. So I think these guys are fine looking for a certain body type and athleticism and allowing their offensive line coach to coach, trusting in the development of those players. Now, certainly you would love to have kids who are 6'6", 305, who have been four-year starters for their high school, who have thrived in the on the camp scene, who are high four stars. There just aren't a lot of those kids available. Certainly there's not a lot of those kids available when you look at it from a regional standpoint in the Mid-Atlantic. I think they're okay getting these guys who are just below the recruiting services radars, who they see the core attributes that, they believe will make them successful under Phil Troutwine's guidance. Andre Roy, just, you know, just from body type wise, similar to Malik McNeil. I'm not sure, you know, whether it's safe to call Penn State a favorite there, but I think Penn State is definitely in this mix. Took an official visit this past weekend. We'll see if anything comes out of that in terms of how he feels, or if he names a leader or announces a decision date. I think he could be one who announces that decision date soon.
All right, a couple more quick notes, not necessarily recruiting, but Beaver Stadium, the new home of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, they to even suggest this is so different than what I would have expected 10 years ago. Beaver Stadium was absolutely undeniably off market for anybody. It's their football program's usage. Nobody else can use it. It's interesting. I would love to see that, though.
Wouldn't it be fun to do a quick head out down the road to State College to watch an NFL game at Beaver Stadium? I still think it's a very long shot for that to happen, but it would be fun. One last quick note on Caden Saunders, who we all know re-upped on his commitment. He's 107% committed. He's been hitting the camp circuit and just been lighting it up, Dusty.
I think it's inevitable that his stock is going to be on the rise soon. You can only go head-to-head with a lot of other four- and five-star kids and dominate without seeing your profile elevate. In this case, you look up the video of him going one-on-one with Keenan Nelson Jr. He does a little comeback, and Keenan Nelson, just no shot to hang with him. He is so quick in and out of breaks, so fast. I think his frame looks pretty durable to me. I mean, I feel like we've got a kid on our hands for Penn State who has all you could want in a wide receiver, and I think he's gonna be a top 100 player for sure at the end of all this.
That seems to be a sure bet, Dusty, just the way he's performed and the absolute rave reviews, not just from that one play with Keenan Nelson Jr., but throughout the whole camp, he's been impressive. That's it for quarter number three. Stick around. We've got more to come in quarter number four. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.